Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 56.
Adulting.
Yeah, and what a topic it is. What do you think about it?
About adulting?
Yes, just like if you were to have a one word summary of adulting, what would it be?
Well, not that.
Not that.
I mean, I'm not great with my words, we know that. But it would be something along the lines of... See, I can't think of the word. I'm thinking like, you know, up and down, that kind of...
I'll give you my word.
One minute it's good, one minute it's bad, one minute it sucks, then it's great.
My word is just meh.
That's a good word.
That's
that
it.
A good word.
But we'll get to that.
We'll call it meh.
Meh. So go on then. How has your week been? Have you done anything exciting?
Well... We had Alice's birthday last weekend.
We did. That was
so
cool.
Now we have two official teenagers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I took her for her birthday treat to a place called Copper Pug, which is a pug cafe.
Nice.
And effectively, they have some resident pugs that they don't actually stay there. They go home. The majority of the pugs that they have go home with one of the people who works there. And some of the others are kind of like, not rented, but like people who live close by, they bring their pugs and they come and hang out. I think there was like maybe 10 of them. And they also use it as an opportunity to rehome.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's like 10 pugs. You go into this special little space and yeah, all the pugs are released. They come into the space, they run around, they play. You can buy pugachinos, which if you don't know, a puppuccino is basically like frothy milk or sort of creamy milk that you can give them. So Alice and I did that. We fed them some pugachinos and you can give them treats and stuff like that. They come and they play with you. They snuggle up on your lap and yeah, it was great. We had a lot of fun.
And Alice didn't eat.
No, she didn't, because they did have like a cafe, so we got drinks, but then it was over lunchtime and she didn't want to eat anything because, you know, you're playing with dogs and stuff. But then by the time she was hungry, it was kind of a bit too late to get food. So she did get a little bit hangry. She does suffer with that, does our Alice?
Yes, she does.
She's not good when she's not eaten. But she was fine. She had a great time. It was quite far away. But totally worth it. We really enjoyed it. And she got to have really cute sleepy cuddles with a micro pug.
Wow.
Which is basically like a third of the size of Penny. And she's pretty small herself. And yeah, he won't grow anymore. And he was just this cute little brown thing. And he like snuggled up on her lap. And so that was really cute.
Oh.
So yeah, so we've had, that's been the most exciting thing this week. And what about you? It's been quiet for you, I think.
Honestly, yeah. Nothing has happened as such. The only thing that happened was something that happened a long time ago. I gave a presentation at a college in January, I think it was, this year. And they finally put it out as a podcast on all the places. So I will stick a link to the YouTube copy of it in the show notes for those interested. It was two young students aged 16 to 25. That I gave this presentation to.
Yeah.
And I demonstrated how I make music as someone with a visual impairment, blah, blah, that kind of stuff. Usual fare, really. And I enjoyed it. They seemed to like it. It was basically an hour long, I think. But it was fun.
That's what you shared on your Facebook page, isn't it?
I did.
Yeah. So lots of people have seen it. It's really...
Yeah.
It's got lots of likes
to get
and
some traction in that. But it was fun. And I love giving presentations like this, workshops and things. So
you are very good at that.
I enjoy it a lot. It's good fun. So I think that's about my week, really. I've done not a lot else. Next week I might have more things to report. But yeah, it's been very quiet. But I don't mind that. When you guys got home after Alice's birthday, we had a debacle with the food. But
The takeaway issues. Yeah.
That wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun. It was, yeah, just frustrating when you want something to be great for, you know, someone's birthday, and it just all kind of goes a bit pop. But it was all right in the end. We fixed it.
We did.
In the end.
Yeah. So then, do you want to tell us what last week's quiz question was? Because we were debating just before we recorded the answer, the way you pronounce it, weren't we?
Yeah. We just, I think, got a bit confused between a couple of things. But the question was, what is the tiny piece at the end of a shoelace called? And it is an aglet. And we got confused with an eyelet. Yes. So an aglet is the, you know, the little
metal or
bit,
plastic.
Yeah, at the end, which actually I am wearing some tracksuit bottoms that have metal ones.
I mentioned today. This last week.
Yeah.
I love them. They're nice.
And an eyelet is where you have the hole that, like, say, for instance, a shoelace would go through, the little metal bit that actually I have that too on these trousers. Yeah, the little metal ring, I guess, that
keeps
goes
it
around
open.
To protect yeah. it. And yeah. So the quiz question for this week is, in March 2022, competitive eater Leah, I want to say Shutkiva, beat the world record by devouring 19 of what food product in 60 seconds? Now, this is multiple choice. So is it Maltesers, chicken nuggets, or mini Baby Bells?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's 19 in 60 seconds. Maltesers, chicken nuggets, mini Baby Bells.
Well, I definitely know what it isn't going to be, because that does not sound hard at all. But
what?
I say nothing. I mean, I don't even care for them, but yeah, interesting. Interesting. Well,
there you go.
I challenge Ed to do whatever it is. Speaking of, he did leave a comment on last week's episode that was quite thoughtful, I thought.
Yeah, I don't have it up, but thank you for the comment. And yeah, I think it was just what you'd kind of touched on that he'd said about, you know, stopping his two when he has two.
Yeah.
Very soon. From having smartphones for as long as possible. You know, when they start going out by themselves, they can have the sort of, what are they called? What are non-smartphones called?
Brick phones.
Brick phones, I guess. Yeah. That are much more primitive. So, yeah, which makes a lot of sense. And I think a lot of schools definitely are encouraging that, and actually some are putting in rules that kids can't have smartphones,
yes.
which I think is hard to police, but, you know, hey-ho.
Indeedly.
But yeah, so that was one of the nice comments.
Not oh, yeah.
The negative comment that we received, but...
was apparently that we are delusional parents.
We are delusional, apparently, and would regret it in 15 to 20 years when we look back.
Because we don't know what our kids are up to, and apparently we're not good enough to know what they're up to.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So.
This is yesterday, what was it, day before? The same boy that told us where he was going on a map, showed us where he was going on a map, pick up a graphics card in the evening, now that he's 16 and he's out a little bit later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, clearly
that's
delusional
it.
Parents.
He's 16 so. And, you know... just to sort of reiterate the point that I made in my reply to this person, I think, honestly, if you are feeling the need to go through your 16-year-old's phone messages, then there is an issue there.
That's a you problem.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said in the message again, in the reply again, if we had concerns that they were doing something, like he was doing something wrong, he was doing drugs or, you know, in a gang or meeting people that he shouldn't be, then fair enough. You know, we would be stepping in. We would be taking steps to, you know, prevent all of that and to get him help and sort him out. But we don't. We know where he is all the time. He's never given us a reason to not trust him. He does his schoolwork. He does pretty well. He has good decent friends that never get into trouble. He's not hanging around on street corners, you know.
He's more likely to be
taking a computer apart and rebuilding it than he is to be delving into the depths of the dark web, honestly.
He's more interested in the Facebook marketplace, to be honest.
Exactly. For computer parts, though. Yeah. We'll just, you know, reiterate that.
Yes.
So, you know, he has no issue with us having, you know, constant access to where he is all the time. He totally gets it. He understands. I guess this person who thinks we're delusional, that's their opinion, because they don't know our children. We do.
And it's possible that they were micromanaged and think that that is the only way to be.
Maybe, I don't know. But I certainly wasn't. No, and neither was I. And I had this conversation with my mum very briefly the other day. You know, they are going to make mistakes and they are going to do things that we wouldn't want them to do. But that's how you learn as well. As long as they're not doing anything that is seriously dangerous. And I would hope that we've brought them up with those kind of morals.
You have to make mistakes so that you don't make mistakes.
Quite.
Which is also very something that you pick up as you transition from teenager to adult.
Well, I was just about to say, which leads us very nicely into adulting. Segue.
So where are we starting with this?
Well, I spoke to the kids very briefly last night and asked them at what point did they think they would feel like an adult? Like, what did they think signifies that? And Jake's was very certain that it was when he buys his first car.
Yeah.
And he's driving around his first car. Alice was a bit more long term in that it was when she lives on her own and mm-hmm. has her own flat, house, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But that was, yeah, what they felt. And I asked them what they were sort of most looking forward to, mm-hmm. I guess. And particularly for Jake, but it was kind of like both of them, I guess. It was that they're not having to be reliant on anyone else.
Yeah.
So they don't have to, you know, they have their own money that they can decide to spend how they want. They don't have to rely on us for that or, you know, expect us to help them pay for things or take them on holidays or whatever. And have that freedom to make decisions themselves.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So that was their thoughts. What about you? When do you think you felt like a proper adult?
Probably when I had my first place. It was 2004 at that point. And I got it, I want to say, 7 days before I turned 21. Which was interesting. Because, I don't know, I must have told the story about how I got that place in this podcast somewhere.
I think so. Yeah.
But if I haven't, or if I have, too bad, I'm going to tell it. So I was living with my mum up to that point. I had just finished a year of university, and I wasn't enjoying it, so I decided I was going to leave. I already achieved BTEC at sound engineering, and music and stuff, and that was fine. And I wanted to kind of make my own way. So I did a year at Thames Valley from 2003 to 2004. And it was a lot of stress, actually, because I couldn't stay near campus and everything. So I was, because the university was in London, my local authority wouldn't house me anywhere near. So I was taking cabs every day to get into it. Because of where the university was situated, it was hard to get a train. What I remember about Ealing, it was either Ealing Common or Ealing Broadway station, is that when you get off of the line, off the train, you're basically in a huge shopping center. So to navigate through hordes of people on the daily was just mm-hmm. not going to happen. So that was fun. So we decided I was going to take a cab. And all this basically culminates in me being at home, right? So to get back to it, my mum wrote a letter after I had finished uni for the year and said that because I had been living away from home for the last 10 years at that point, because I moved out in 92. I say moved out. I went to boarding school age 9. I didn't move out. But I was there for 8 years, and then I was at another college for 2 years. So I'd been essentially quite independent for those 10 years. So to move back she thought would hamper my independence. So it wasn't because she wanted me gone. We were actually really close and it was great. But she wrote this letter to the council. It's like, "Dear council, if you do not rehouse my son within X period of time on his 21st birthday, I will kick him out." She wouldn't have done that. And she said,
"That's how you have to do it, though. You have to.
You have to." She said that she wrote that letter like 6 times because she cried each time, didn't want to write it. But she eventually did. And within a couple of days, we were said, "Come to the office. We have a place for you." I got handed my first set of keys. Now, a set of keys to your parents' place is one thing, but a set of keys to your own place is another thing. And it made me feel quite old and adult-ish.
Yeah.
Because when I moved into that place, obviously I had to then pay bills.
Yeah.
So I had to sort out, and you can tell my priorities, internet.
Yeah, quite right.
And all that. And I had Sky, because I actually had Sky at my mum's in my room. So I had to move my Sky over and everything. So stuff like this. What about you when you felt adult?
Well, I have to say that there are still days where I don't feel very adult.
You're allowed not to. It's okay. You can take the day off.
No, but I think there are some things that you associate with being an adult that we don't have. You know, I don't drive. We don't own a car. We don't own our own house or have a mortgage. We don't have credit cards. Like, all these different things that you associate with being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to university, so I don't have a degree or, you know, anything like that. So all those things that I kind of, when I was little, saw as being adult, I don't have.
Yeah.
I
think you're a bit off center there. Can you face us a little bit more?
Oh, sorry.
Just a little bit.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. That's the one.
So yeah, so there are times when I don't feel very adult because of those. Especially when you're talking to somebody else who does have all of those things and you're just like...
Mm. You can feel a bit inadequate.
Yeah, it does sometimes, but...
I have that. I didn't finish university. I did it and I made 2 of the greatest friends in history there.
Yeah.
Ed and Charlotte. Love them to bits.
But that was circumstantial.
I didn't like it.
No, it wasn't right for you and that's why, you know, you didn't. But I guess, I think maybe when I guess there's different times, but I think maybe when I turned 18 and I started my first proper job. In the hospital at Great Ormond Street, I guess
that was... Which is a really prestigious building, a prestigious place to work. You know, that's... not everybody can say that.
I was still a teenager, still basically a child, I guess, in that respect.
But you had your adulting 2 years before me.
Yeah, true. But that's quite a big thing because you're suddenly, you know, doing things that, you know, you do need to be really responsible about. Mm-hmm. And then I moved out of my parents' house just after I turned 21. And I guess that's the same kind of thing. You suddenly realize that this whole place is for you and you have to look after it. But even then, financially, I still had help from my dad because I couldn't afford the rent by myself. So then again, you know, yes, it's adult, but you're also still relying on your parents.
Yeah.
So I don't think there was ever one defining moment.
What about moving in with me? That's quite adult.
Yeah. Actually, I think getting married. I think suddenly being like, oh, now...
You're a missus.
Yeah, and my name has changed. I'm not legally the person that I was before in terms of my name. That's quite a big thing.
Yeah.
To suddenly be...
That's quite an adult decision.
That is quite an adult decision. Although lots of people who are not very adult make their decision. But
yeah, that's a fair point.
You know, and then we had Jake really quickly. And so then you really have to be an adult because now you're making those decisions for somebody else and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, years and years ago, just after I think we'd had Jake, I had an epiphany. And it was about this very topic. And I realized that one day I needed a legal guardian. And the next day I was a legal guardian.
Yeah.
Metaphorically, right? Not like day. But I woke up one day and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I am someone's legal guardian.
Yeah.
How the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
That was
responsible for all of the choices with this person.
That was my adulting day
yeah.
when I realized, oh crap.
Yeah.
This is me now.
Also, when you become somebody else's next of kin.
Oh,
so
yeah.
when we got married, we became each other's automatic right. next of kin. You know, up until that point, you could technically say it was still our mums.
Yes.
And our dads, you know. But
yes.
I say mums because it usually is mums that go down first. But, you know, parents.
Yeah.
But legally, it then becomes each other.
And it was nice. You know, both our mums, I think, were glad to hand each other off to each other. You know, that was nice.
Yeah.
I remember that fondly.
Yeah.
That day was good.
But did you ever think when you were a kid, like what adulting, being an adult would look like? Like what? So like, for instance, I remember being dragged around the supermarket, not dragged, but we used to go and do the supermarket shop yeah. with my mum on a Saturday morning. And, you know, she would have her list and stuff like that. And I remember like walking around the supermarket and thinking, oh, when I get to do this by myself, I get to pick all the foods and all the different things that I want, just what I want. And it being
it's not
like
so glamorous now,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it seemed like such an exciting thing That's to really be able funny. To make all those decisions. And now I'm just like, oh gosh, I've got to think of another meal. I got to, you know, do another Tesco shop or pop to the shop to get more food. Like now it's just such a chore to a certain extent. But as a kid, that was like
the height of excitement.
The excitement. And I've heard Alice say that as well. Like, oh, I can't wait when I get to go shopping by myself and choose all the little, like, little bits and things that I want.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
When you go over, you're going to be that mum. Even if it's only once in your life, you're going to be that mum. And you're like, you fill this house with noodles and broccoli. How are you going to grow up like that?
No, I would never do that. I will never be that mum. Absolutely not. But she will fill her house with noodles and broccoli because those are her favourite foods.
Yes. And the thing is, she will eat them raw and you can't tell her not to anymore.
I've stopped doing that. I've given that up now.
If you're listening, I'm listening too. I can hear you eating them from here.
Yeah.
Is fun.
So what about you? Is there anything that you thought about that would be really fun and now that you've come to it, you're disappointed?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if I ever had those kind of thoughts because I knew I wouldn't necessarily be picking my own stuff in the shop anyway.
Yeah. But just like making your own decisions for things, I guess. True. And is there anything that you thought, oh, I can't wait to be able to do that myself?
I don't think so, but I can't remember. I just thought it might be interesting, maybe. It's never as interesting as you think.
Being an adult isn't.
No.
Because, yeah, you have all this freedom, or you think you have all this freedom to do all these great things, but everything boils down to the fact that you need money to be able to do those.
It's a farce. You don't yeah. have freedom.
No.
Everything has to be calculated carefully,
mm-hmm.
and every spend has to be justified.
Yeah.
Really.
And suddenly you have to make all those decisions that you thought you wanted to make, but now there are days where you just go, I don't want to make any more decisions.
Yeah.
Someone else, tell me what to do, tell me what to eat, tell me what to buy.
And the thing is, there's no one to tell you whether to do it or not do it because you're old enough to make that choice.
Yeah. And I mean, we're lucky that we still have family that is there when we need with big decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you need to ask for advice, but ultimately
it's on you.
Yeah. And we're the parents now, you know,
helping our kids with those big decisions.
Exactly. That need help with those decisions.
I mean, to be fair, right now Jake's decisions are, do I buy this particular graphics card or not?
Well, no, because, you know, he's having to make decisions about his future already.
Well, when he comes to me, I mean, when it comes to you, they're different.
Yeah. But I mean, he's still talking to us in general.
Yeah, he
is. But, you know, those decisions that he has to make about his...
It's going to be choices and...
Yeah, his further schooling and things like that. You know, we're the ones that have to give that advice, which is a bit crazy.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I feel like sometimes we also have to be proud of ourselves for having adulted. this much and grown two people.
We did.
You know.
I think everything is a milestone, you know. You get one teenager into teenagehood, milestone. And then you get both of them. That's another one.
Yeah.
You get them past 10. You know, all these things. Befores and afters.
Yeah.
And there's no saves, redos. You just got to go through it.
Yes.
It's not a video game. So just grow them like Sims, but real life ones.
Oh, yeah. The Sims are crazy.
Yeah.
They actively put themselves in danger. Although actually saying that some kids do, but you know.
Daredevils, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's all like the little lighthearted kind of not fun parts of adulting where you're suddenly the one that has to, you know, unblock the dishwasher or clean the washing machine when it stinks.
Oven.
Or the oven. Oh, God, I hate cleaning the oven. That is the worst chore for me. You know, all those little things that suddenly become
well, you've got to call your job. In, you know, if you have one, you've got to call your landlord to fix something.
And spend ages making phone calls.
Oh, yes.
That's not a fun part of being an adult.
No. And then yesterday I came to you in the evening with a talk of credit cards.
Yes, you did want to talk about credit cards.
Because I watched a video from a Canadian YouTuber. And I think the mentality in North America in general is that everybody has a credit card. It's very normalized over there. If you don't, you're seen as abnormal. And I think that's unusual in most other parts of the world. And from the comments I read, that does seem to be the consensus.
Yeah, I think it's very common for people to have credit cards, but it's also you're not seen as necessarily strange for not having them.
But here, I do in the US it's different from everybody that I've spoken to.
No,
States.
But that's what I'm saying here. I would still say though that the majority of people do have credit cards or some form of credit in that respect.
Because we were specifically, the video was talking about Klarna, which is not something I've ever dealt with. It's again quite credit card like. Buy now, pay later.
Well, it's a setup thing. So it's a, because my sister does use it and I think my dad's used it actually. So you set it up for say 3 to 6 months of amounts that you need to pay back and it automatically comes out of your account.
Mm-hmm.
So in some respects, it's pretty good because you're able to spread that cost. Almost like, you know, when you buy a new sofa or a piece of furniture or something and you pay monthly. It's kind of a bit like that. And it, you know, it does have a time and a place. But I've read articles recently where people are having to use that for their shopping, you know, their food shopping weekly.
Yeah.
And that's not a good place to be in. But some people just don't have a choice.
No. And I get they're not having a choice thing.
Yeah. But we've always been very strict about our views on us having a credit card. You know, for other people, absolutely, that's fine. But for us, it's just not something that either of us are keen on doing.
Right. And if you look at your credit score, it's lower because we don't have one.
Mm.
And it seems weird to me that companies promote you actively choosing to buy something.
Because they need to know that you're going to pay it back. So they want to know and have evidence that you have borrowed something before and you've paid it back on time when you should have done. That's the idea behind it.
That's logical when you put it like that. But the history of purchasing and it being on a debit card where you have to have had the money in the account to buy the thing in the first place should be good enough.
No, I agree with you.
But when you put it like that, it makes sense. So I think like the majority of our American listeners would probably say, yeah, I've got a credit card or I'm going to get one because it would be weird not to. But as I said in the comments, a lot of people outside the US from the UK and parts of Europe, like, never had one, don't plan on having one. I left a comment basically saying the same thing. But yeah, I thought that was just really weird.
Yeah.
That it's almost forced on you and your score is affected by not. So it's not affected because you did good.
Well, that's it, because I know that if we got ever got to a point where we did need a mortgage or anything, our credit rating wouldn't be high enough, and the only way around that would be to have a credit card and to spend and repay to build that up.
It's just wild.
To prove to a bank. So, yeah, it is a strange process.
Would you do it?
If we had to. If, you know, if that was the case, I mean, I can't in our future see us ever having a mortgage. But if we did and that was necessary, then yeah, I would. Because if we were in that position that we needed a mortgage, we would have the money to be able to pay off the credit card, you know, yeah, within the time limits, and that would all be fine. But I wouldn't like it, and I would not want to use it any more than we needed to for that purpose.
Yeah, yeah, that does make sense.
But that would be the only reason. There is no other reason for me that we would need it.
That's a compelling argument. So it's to be seen to be doing it. But, you know, yeah. I think a lot of people, they see, 0% finance for 3 months or 6 months, and then you forget about it. That was mentioned in the video as well. You can forget that you've done a thing. Mm. After that length of time, then you start paying
back.
Yeah,
it's like when you take out a subscription, isn't it? And it says, oh, it's free for the first month. And then
yes,
you forget to cancel it, and suddenly you're hit with a massive subscription
bill. This is the problem. That's a concern, I think.
Yeah.
And I always say to people, if you're going to take out a subscription or anything, set a reminder or a calendar event at the time. But
yeah,
you can forget to do it.
I do think that Apple have changed some of that now, though, because the other day I got an email saying your free trial for this subscription is ending tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then you will be charged X amount.
Okay.
But obviously that's, I don't know if that's for everything. And that was just for Apple, not for
anything else,
other subscriptions and things. But
yeah, that's good that they did that.
Well, I think so.
Yeah. Do you have any other adulting thoughts?
Not especially. No.
I want to know what you guys think, because wherever you're listening from, you will have different ideas on what it means. You know, from spending to buying to, you know, whatever it is. I think we all have like a line that we don't want to cross,
mm-hmm,
and a place that you don't want to go to. But as an adult, you may have to do some of those things.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to you to be adult? Even if, you know, like me, I'm in my 40s now, I don't always feel like an adult. No, I think that's okay.
Keeps us young.
I think so.
We can hope.
Or going on a speedboat, having a great time. Not adult, but very fun.
True.
Video games. Well, some of them anyway. Oh yeah. Let's talk about that briefly.
Talk about what?
Your experience with video games.
Which one?
I got you into Bop It, didn't
I? Oh, the Bop It game. I don't like that game.
You do? You got into it in the end.
I did get into it. I just found it really frustrating. Yeah, the online Bop It. Because my memory is just so bad. I can't remember each of the buttons to press, because they're all in different places on the
Switch.
So one is on this corner, one is part of that lot of buttons, one is up there and one is down there, and it just got very frustrating very quickly.
But when you did the three, didn't you get like a score of 52 or something? You did really, really well.
68.
Well,
yeah, but that was on like the easiest of modes. Like easiest of easiest.
That's more than I've gotten so far, even on easy.
Oh, well.
So you can just practice and be good. You'll be fine.
Fair enough.
I'm going to get you to play some more.
Yeah. Bop It.
See? It's an easy way to de-adult for a while.
Yes,
that is true. To play some silly, ridiculous thing.
That is true.
And to be fair, the tunes are quite catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well then, how about your story?
So my strange news this week. This is a viral incident from last month, which is, it was a bear that broke into a Tahoe ice cream shop and devoured multiple tubs of honey-flavored ice cream and then passed out on the floor. So he's become a local legend. The security footage captured the event. And after it happened, they contacted the local wildlife intervention,
mm-hmm.
who came, woke up the bear, and safely relocated him to a safer area away from the town. And the wildlife center even paid for the ice cream that he ate.
Wow.
But yeah, so it's become like an absolute viral, well-known shop for Bear's favorite ice cream parlor.
That's, you could rename and just live off that alone.
I know, right? But yeah, so there is actual security footage of this absolutely gigantic bear.
Strolling through the aisles.
Yeah, eating all the honey-flavoured ice cream and then just passing out in an ice cream stupor.
That's really funny that it's the honey stuff. It's very stereotypical.
Yeah, they say, well, you know, because bears have an incredibly strong sense of smell.
Mm-hmm.
Stronger than a bloodhound's. So he was obviously able to smell the honey ice cream.
That's so funny.
And was lured into the shop.
Never would have thought of that. Well, was that an adult decision, Mr. Bear? I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, when you're an adult, you can decide to eat as much ice cream as you want.
Yes.
Had he been a little baby bear and his mummy bear had been there, she probably would have stopped him.
But eat he all made your vegetables, that decision mate.
Himself. Yeah.
Terrible. And passing out like a drunkard on the floor.
Yeah, I know. Well, you do when you eat too much ice cream.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been there. I haven't stolen from an ice cream shop, but you know, you eat too much ice cream and then it's just like, well.
But we did have nice ice cream last night.
We did have the Häagen-Dazs, which I've now got you well and truly into.
It's my favourite.
Not honey flavoured.
Nope. Belgian chocolate.
Belgian chocolate.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'll eat that with you.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is my story.
It's good. If you're a bear and you've eaten lots of ice cream in recent times, let us know in the comments. It'd be funny. So that's us for the week. We will see you next week. We have the tale of... What do you want to tell them? Do you want to tell them? Sneak preview.
Tale?
Yes. What are we talking about next week? Because we even have it planned.
This
morning you said something very interesting.
I know, and I did, and I'm really trying to dig it out of my brain.
Videos.
Oh, AI.
Yes.
There we go. Next week we're going to talk about AI.
AI videos particularly, and images.
Yeah.
Yes. It's becoming... fast a dirty topic and very interesting. So if you have thoughts on that, you can maybe preempt some things in the comments and we shall incorporate them, because it's not often we actually come up with a topic the week before, so let's utilize that while we have the ability to.
Indeed.
I need to finish my water. I'm really thirsty now. So thanks as always for listening, and if you have anything to say, please do say it to us. We're listening. And so are you, apparently. So, see you next week.
Bye. Thank you.